Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest from our FTR On The Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR, and I'm sharing with you some of the latest commentary from the Trans Forecast Service brought to you by FTR and TruckStop.com. This week's commentary highlights that diesel prices are moving up and looks at how truck rates are behaving. Starting in early 2015, spot market pricing turned negative on a year-over-year basis. This was not unexpected following the dramatic surge in pricing that took hold in early 2014. However, the continued downward movement that has lasted all the way into May of 2016 has been quite remarkable and quite drastic. Now, a significant chunk of the extended drop is merely due to the extended easing of diesel prices. We put a ballpark figure of about half of the drop as purely fuel. That still leaves a sizable amount owing to loose market conditions. The Market Demand Index, or MDI, which is our best estimate of supply versus demand on the spot market, surged nearly 200% in early 2014, but remained down by nearly 50% for most of 2015. Of course, as everyone has noticed, diesel prices have once again turned up. Diesel prices bottomed during week 7 of this year with a U.S. average that was 3 cents under $2. Through week 16, prices had jumped by 20 cents. Oil prices have now skirted with $50 per barrel, which would imply even more increases in the weeks ahead. Fuel surcharges are up too, of course. That's how they should work. Fuel surcharges have jumped 25% from week 7 to week 16. The bad news is that an increase in fuel surcharges won't help the bottom line. It's merely paying for what's already been spent. Fortunately, it looks like the market is stabilizing. After seeing a down market in 2015, load activity is stabilizing in early 2016, and we could see positive year-over-year growth sometime in the middle of the year. Similarly, the MDI should turn positive around the same time and indicates that the market will be sufficiently stabilized to allow pricing discipline back into the picture. So, how are base rates doing? Well, first let's define base rates. Base rates are rates that exclude fuel surcharges. It is a convenient way of seeing how healthy your rate activity is without the sometimes volatile fuel component muddying the waters. Earlier this year, we began to report this metric on the transforecast.com site on the additional information page, and I encourage you to take a peek every week at this information. In the blog post associated with this episode, you can see a graph that gives a historical view of the data, comparing the base rate to the all-in rate that includes fuel. Not surprisingly, base rates outperformed the all-in rate during 2015. The market showed some exceptional growth in 2014 as things tightened up significantly. The good news is that those rates were able to be sustained and did better than the rapidly dropping all-in rates during 2015. Base rates didn't turn negative until the middle of 2015, nearly 20 weeks later than the all-in rate. The other good news is that the numbers have finally hit bottom and are turning back up. They are still negative and will likely remain so for a while longer, but the ability to see positive year-over-year rate increases during 2016 is now in sight. Now, I want to end with a note on the market in 2014 that helps us look ahead to 2017 and beyond. Regulations, primarily hours of service, and bad weather created a perfect storm to move pricing in 2014. Now, you may not like them, but regulations will reduce capacity. Those that prepare will be able to take advantage of that fact. To find out more about TransForecast, please go to transforecast.com, TRANS, the number 4, CAST.com. Sign up today and start getting this valuable information every week.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRintel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.